All right, so today we will be talking about flat earthers. I'm Liliana, and I'm here with
Raphael. All
right, so our standpoints today is I will be talking about why I believe the earth is flat, and Raphael will be talking about the round earth theory. All right, so the first question is, why not think outside of the box?
Why not think outside of the box? Because, like, everything is, like, revolved around the earth being round. Like, there's so much theories, like, proving it's true. And, like, a few years ago, some, like, crazy person said it was flat. And everyone thinks it's flat. It's just, like, that's not how it works.
All right, so I just have some religious intake. So there's people saying that the round earth theory is just kind of to take us away from God. So do you think that would be a possibility?
Take us away from God? How would it take it away from God if God created everything? Like, I don't think anywhere in the Bible it says, like, the earth is flat. And that's how it's meant to be. And, like, everyone's supposed to believe it. Nah, it doesn't say anything about the earth. All
right, so I do have this one Bible verse that would, like, back it up. So it's Matthew 4:8. So it says, "Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory." So this is what it's saying is, you know, Lucifer was with Jesus and he's showing him, like, you know, the nations. So wouldn't this make sense in the theory of the flat earth? Because he's seeing, you know, what he had created and their glory and the universe. Not the universe, but the earth.
I mean, that's the Bible at the end. Like, no one, like, there's no proof it ever existed or anything. Like, I believe in God, but it's not like that. Plus, they're both, like, supreme entities or whatever. So it might be just their power to, like, be able to see around all the earth at one point.
Yeah, but wouldn't that, again, be, like, kind of have a borderline between science and religion? So it would be, again, taking us away from the fact that, or, you know, like, still the mythology behind God and the creation, and then people trying to, you know, make science, you know, make people believe in science rather than what the Bible says.
I don't know, but, like, take this, like, when you go on an airplane, like, it's higher than any mountain because you gotta go way high, like, more than, like, 3,000 feet, but you can't see everything in the world. It's just, like, you can't. So what's the point of that? It just cancels it out, basically. All
right. let me see. Okay, so I also have the United Nations, like, logo flag. They have, you know, the map of all the continents and, you know, all the countries and all, but they have it centered, and then they kind of have, like, Antarctica on the borders. Do you think, like, the government would be trying to, you know, cover that up?
That was the point. Like, there's no ocean between them, basically. It's just all together. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah. So what it is, it's the United Nations. You know, all the countries are in the middle, and then around it is, like, there's just, like, ice.
What? Okay. I don't know how to respond to that, to be honest. Because if it was all ice, then we would all be, like, there would be no ocean, like, right?
Well, no. It's just, like, as the, it's just bordering around.
Yeah, that still doesn't make sense to me. All right,
let me see. So, I think that was all my questions.
I don't think there's any way to prove, like, without having like a rocket to prove like whether it's flat or not, because you would have to be physically in space for you to prove it, and like only the government does that, and with all these government conspiracies.
Yeah, so maybe the government is covering it up.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility, for
but
sure.
I remember one time, like, I used to believe in a flat earth, but only because the map was flat. So, that's just, like, I think it's, like, some childish thing to me, because all that.
All right, well, I think that comes to the end of our podcast.